Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, you are great. You are great and greatly to be praised. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the one who provides life and abundant life for us, oh God. Oh, we just give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning, oh God. We thank you that you are a holy God, a righteous King, a mighty King, a holy King. No God great like you, Jehovah. Moku shabakade eku nabakadioko shabakade. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we just bless you right now. We praise and honor you, O God, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We ask you to keep us from all evil, O God. We can't do it ourselves, but Lord, deliver us from temptation, O God. Let not the enemy sift us like wheat, but plant us, O God. Let our feet be planted and be deeply rooted in you, O God. In the name of Jesus, sanctify us through your word of truth, O God. Let us be one with our brothers, with our sisters, that they, the world, might believe that you have sent us, O God. I thank you for our heart's desire for prayer, Mokoshebaka. Our heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be counted worthy of our calling and fulfill all the pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith with power. Let your word have free course in our lives in the name of Jesus. Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened that we might know Mokoshabaka, what is the hope of our calling? What are the riches of your glory, of your inheritance in the saints that we, Mokoshabaka, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe in the name of Jesus? Let us dwell in our heart by faith, and let us be rooted and grounded in love. Let us comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height of your love. Mokoshebaka, what a mighty King you are. What a great God you are. Let us know the love of Christ, which passes all understanding, that we might be filled with the fullness of God. Yokoshebaka, with all the fullness of you, O God. Lord, do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to your power that works in us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let utterance be given to us that we may open our mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, our love, let our love abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, O God. Let us approve things that are excellent, that we might be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. Let us know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Be made conformable unto death, O God. Let us be filled with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom in the name of Jesus and spiritual understanding, that we might walk worthy of you unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Let us be strengthened with all might according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joy. Let us stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Let our whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, give us peace always by all means, and be with us, O God. Father, we make supplication. We make intercession, and we give thanks for all men and leaders in our nations and in our churches, that we might lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. We receive multiplied grace and peace through the apostolic anointing, and we just thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do, O God. Father, we thank you that we have the keys of the kingdom, and whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We bind the kings in chains and nobles with fetters of iron. We bind the strong man and the spoil and spoil his goods. We bind Leviathan and all proud spirits arrayed against our lives. We bind the principalities, the powers, and rulers of the darkness of this world and the spiritual wickedness in high places. We bind all sickness and disease and release against our body or mind. Let the exiles be loosed. Let the prisoners be loosed. Loose those anointed to death. We loose our neck from all bands in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from the band of wickedness. We loose ourselves from the bands of Orion. We loose ourselves from all bonds in the name of Jesus. We loose our minds, will, and emotions from every assignment and spirit of darkness in the name of Jesus. We loose our city and region from every assignment of hell. We loose our finances from every spirit of poverty, lack, and debt. We loose ourselves from all generational curses and hereditary spirits. We loose ourselves from every assignment of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination. We loose ourselves from every spoken curse and negative word spoken against our lives. And we thank you, O Jesus, that you are a victorious God. We bless you this morning. We honor you this morning. We thank you that you are Lord and you are King. We bless and honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Who is so great a God as our God? You are the God who does wonders. You have declared your strength among your people. You have, with your arm, redeemed your people. And Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be your people in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your word that you so freely gave us to study, to read in the name of Jesus, to be pleasing in your sight. Oh, sing unto the Lord according to Psalms 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, and he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have been, have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Hallelujah. 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 Sing unto the Lord with the harp, the voice of song, with the trumpet, with the sound of the cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Break before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. Psalms 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion. He is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executed judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. We serve a holy God, a righteous God, the Almighty. Psalms 33:3 says, sing to him a new song, play skillfully, and shout for joy. Well, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We're glad you joined us this morning. Today is Joyful Praise Day. Our King is on the throne, and we are praising him like never before. And I thank God that he is Savior, he is Lord. Well, today we have two family members on with us this morning. One lives in Jacksonville, but right now both of them are in Paducah, Kentucky. And we also have another mother with us. There one's the aunt to him, and she's the mother of the other. We have Minister Donna Hawkins and her mother, Mother Valerie Newsom, and their cousin, Jackie Travis. How are y'all?
We are blessed and highly favored this morning, Minister G, and we are so glad that God has blessed and has raised up my mom. She's getting ready to go home today. She's been in the hospital since April 8th.
Amen. Well, I praise the Lord for her getting out soon. Hallelujah. 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 What are y'all going to
sing?
We're
going to sing Mama's favorite song. It's He's Able. And we have Jackie's sister here, Deborah. Jackie's here in the, yeah, Deborah Jones. And Jackie's
hey,
here, and my mother, Valerie Newsom.
Hey.
How are you? We're so glad you are all there. My God.
It's wonderful to hear from you.
You too. All right.
Y'all ready to sing now.
All right. What are y'all going to sing?
We're going to sing He's Able because that's Mama's favorite song.
Okay, you did tell
okay.
me that. Thank
and Mama used to do the lead on this song, so I'm going to try to do it today. And you might hear Mama singing with us, okay?
Amen.
All right, here we go. He's able
to carry you through.
No matter
what the world may do.
Try Jesus.
Satisfied.
He's waiting
just to hear your cry.
Trust him
in everything you do.
For he
will battle on for you.
I know
he's able to carry you through.
I met him when I was young.
His grace
has just begun.
Sometimes he'll mourn and cry.
I try. I'm finding him a peace of mind.
So tempted.
In a sinful land,
he took me
and he held my hand.
I know
he's love you, Minister G. Thank you.
Love y'all, too. Have a great day. Well, today we are still continually being blessed We have a mighty woman of God on with us, another one from Houston, Texas. She's been coming on with us, oh my God, since we opened Bible Storyland on Blog Talk Radio, and she plays so skillfully. I just am so in awe of the gift that God put in her. She is Karen Itell. We haven't met yet, but I'm looking forward to meeting Karen in the near future in Houston or in Jacksonville. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I could be better. Pray for my family. They're all in town for a funeral that we had yesterday, and my big brother's going to go back to work tonight, and then his wife and daughter will be leaving tomorrow after the sunrise service up at the funeral home.
Oh, okay. Well, I will pray. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up Karen Itell's family. You know every family member. You know about the situation they're facing with the death of a loved one, oh God. Father, heal their grieving hearts, oh God. May their grieving be short in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just bless and honor you and thank you, oh God. You are our comforter. So we thank you, Father God. We can comfort each other, but there's no comforter like you, oh God. So Father, strengthen this family unit, oh God. I bind the hand of the enemy that would try to bring any division or any problems in the name of Jesus. And I just speak peace in the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Shalom. Give them peace of mind and comfort, oh God. So we just thank even those that are traveling, give them safe travel and mercy, Father God. And we just thank you, oh God, for all that you're about to do in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I will do my song now.
All right, what you going to play?
The lilies of the fields will clap their hands.
Okay, never heard it, but I'm ready.
On your program this morning.
I thank the Lord for you being on as well. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, our good friend, Minister Glory Dean Charlotte, is going to be playing a song and singing for us this morning. Good morning again, Minister Glory Dean. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You sound strong, doing well.
Oh, praise the Lord. And I thank God. I think the song that ladies did, the sisters has sung, very good song. He's able. Praise God.
Yeah.
Thank Karen for a beautiful song she played. Praise God.
Beautiful.
Amen.
It was,
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Everything so sounds so good. The prayers, everything coming forth.
Amen.
Because God is good.
Yeah, he is able.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Can you hear me good?
Very clear. You're very clear.
Okay. Okay, I have to make sure because of the telephones here.
Yes, very clear.
Okay.
What you going to play this morning and sing?
Well, I was thinking about two songs. I think I'll do the Old Rugged Cross today.
Okay, all right. Old Rugged Cross. Okay, go ahead.
I need to turn these down. Uh-oh, what is that?
No problem.
Set this right.
Okay, it's all right. Miss Ludell is on with us this morning. Miss Ludell, you going to be singing too? Miss Ludell?
Yes.
You going to sing too?
Hello, just a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm having a little problem with my telephone too. I'm changing to see can I hear a little bit better. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I got it, I hope.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Sister Glory Dean is going to sing, and then you want to sing after her?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We ready, Sister Glory Dean, whenever you get ready.
Okay. I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of all sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my throne is at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross. Despised by the world as the waters subtract just for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to North Calvary. Oh, so I carry the old rugged cross till my throne. At last I lay down, I will cling to the old rugged cross, and the chains of day for a cross. Oh, the old rugged cross, every blood hosted divine, away, hallelujah, wondrous attraction. But was on that old rugged cross, the suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. Oh, so I cherish the old rugged cross, here my throne, with the last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross. And it shed you something or a crown. Oh, so I cherish the old rugged cross. Till my troll fits the last I lay down.
I will cling to the old Roger cross and to share you something for a song. Just sing it with me, oh, though I cherish the old Roger cross. Till my troth is that last I lay down, I will cling cross and be shaved someday for a cross. Oh, for a cross. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Awesome, 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 awesome. Mm. I thank you for that song. You know, this time of the year, we are most grateful to Jesus for what he did for us on that rugged cross and even what he took from human beings. We thank God for Jesus because without him, we have no hope of redemption. Well, I thank God for Jesus. Well, Ms. Liddell, what you going to sing this morning?
At the cross.
At the cross. Amen.
At the cross. I thought maybe it was appropriate if Jesus, you know, rose in the morning and it's what he went through, just like, you know, you was trying to say. I thought this would be appropriate, you know, at the cross, because in the morning will be today, if the Lord say so. So I'm going to sing verse or two about it. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Savior die? Was it for crime that I have did he grant upon the tree at the cross, where my Savior died, and at the cross. Where my Savior soul and the burden of my heart roll away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the days. What is for crime that I have done? He grown up on the tree. Amazing pity, grief unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart roll away, he was there by faith. I receive my sight, and now I am happy all the day. I thought that was appropriate for tomorrow, today and tomorrow.
Yes,
as
ma'am.
We celebrate
yes.
the real, as we celebrate the real day that he rose, you know. And then, you know, when he rose not, he knowing what was going to happen, but he went through it so good, so calm, because he knew what the end was going to be for him and for all of us. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Well, I thank you and Glory Dean for, you know, playing songs about the resurrection of our Lord.
All right.
He was on that cruel cross,
yes.
but he took it because he was obedient to the Father and his
mm-hmm.
love for us. And he's still
mm-hmm.
today sitting on the right hand of the Father interceding for you and me. So I thank Jesus.
Right.
Well, our next singer this morning is Minister Stacy Holman. She is
mm-hmm.
always so patient with me, patiently waiting. And I thank God for her children. You know, she's training a choir in her house, a mighty choir, to sing songs and praises unto the Lord. She's taught Jabria and Bianca, and they sing so well. I thank God for you, Minister Stacy. How you doing this morning?
I'm blessed. Thank you, Sister G.
Amen. Blessing to me. What you going to sing?
I'm a friend of God.
Amen. Where are the girls this morning?
Sleep.
I don't blame them.
I didn't woke them up, man. They're sleeping.
All right. Okay, we are ready for you to sing.
Amen. What thou that you are mindful of me, that you'll hear me when I call. Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Is it true that you are mindful of me? How you love me when I call? And is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, God Almighty. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. I am a friend, I am friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend. I am a friend of God. Yes, I am. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. I am a friend of God. 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 He calls me friend. I am a friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. He calls me friend. The great owl. He calls me friend. He calls me friend. Hallelujah. He calls me friend. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Friend of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Stacy. That was awesome. I am a friend of God. You know what? I thank God that Jesus is our friend. Greater love hath no man than he who laid his life down for us. He is truly our friend. He's proven it over and over. So I thank God. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. I'm a friend of God. We've had some awesome singing, awesome praise songs this morning. I thank God for each of you who sang, who played, who lifted up the name of Jesus, who glorified our King of Kings, our soon-coming King. He will burst the sky and call forth his children. Woo, hallelujah, what a glorious day that's going to be. And when we stand before him, we are knowing that he is going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's what we want to hear. We don't want to live our lives down here in vain, be fooled, and then stand before him, and he says anything other than. We want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So we're trusting in the Lord today. Well, our next guest is a mighty woman of God. I met her at the church. You know, she's a powerful prayer warrior. First heard her on the prayer line. I said, ooh, who is that? So I got to meet her one time on the church steps, and we became fast friends. Prayer partner, she's a mighty prayer warrior, intercessor, and she's very soft-spoken, but she's a powerful speaker of the word of God. God used her mightily. I was privileged to.
Oh, you got this.
I'm sorry, did you say something? I was privileged to hear her speak at a church here in Florida, and I was amazed. I mean, power. Woo, powerful speaker. Her name is Sherry Shine Green. She's from Jacksonville, Florida, and she's my friend. So I thank God. Her friendship has been meant so much to me. She's blessed me in so many ways. It would take me the rest of the day to tell you all the ways that she has been a blessing in my life. So I thank God for her. Good morning, Minister Sherry. How are you this morning?
I am blessed and highly favored this morning, and I am just especially blessed by all the praises and worship that has gone forth this morning. I was blessed when I got on the line and heard you praying and giving the Lord praise. So I am just blessed, blessed, blessed.
Amen. Well, we're glad you joined us.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. We are blessed to have you on. Well, we know you're going to bring the word this morning, so we are ready whenever you're ready.
Okay. Good morning to Sister G. Good morning to all of the listeners and participants. We give praise and glory and honor to God today. You know, today we're going to talk about joyful praise, and that's what we've been doing this morning. We've praised through different songs. We heard He's Able to Carry You Through, and that song really touched my heart because that's a song that I sung in the choir when I was a little girl. So I was singing right along with you. So it just really blessed my heart. And then the beautiful musical that we had, the lilies will clap their hands. You know, the word says that everything on earth will praise the Lord. And that song is about the lilies clapping their hands. So we thank you for that. And then the old rugged cross, it reminds us of the season that we're in right now. Reminds us of what the Lord did for us. And then at the cross did the same thing. And then we end it with, I'm a friend of God. So that was just so awesome. So we are already joyfully praising the Lord this morning. Excuse me. When we think of joy, when we think of the word joy, we think of happy feelings. In the, you know, in the dictionary, it says joy is happy feelings. It's a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. And some of the other words we use for joy is delight and jubilation and triumph and happiness. But when we look at joy from Scripture, what the Scripture tells us is that joy is the assurance that, number one, God is in control of everything in our life. And number two, it's the confidence that ultimately everything is going to be all right. And thirdly, joy is the choice to praise God in every situation. Because every situation is not going to be one that the world would think would bring you joy. But the Word teaches us how to find joy in every situation. So, you're not going to find happy feelings in that definition, because happy feelings are fleeting and temporary. You know, you can be happy one day and not so happy the next day. So that happiness is a temporary feeling. But the Lord has made a way for us to continuously have joy. We can have a constant level of joy. Sometimes our joy is full to overflowing, and that's when we get into joyful praise. Other times, we feel joy in our heart, so we have a measure of joy. But we can always keep joy. You know, the Bible tells us, and I've heard it on the line this morning, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. And when we talk about joy, joy is not an emotion that can be forced, and it can't be faked, you know, but it comes from within. It comes from the Lord. Well, that's why we can't force it and we can't fake it. And what we learn is that joy is not dependent on our circumstance, because we can be in very, very difficult circumstances and still have joy.
Joy.
You know, the word the Lord tells us that blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. But rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. So that's how the Lord teaches us. You know, and even though joy can't be forced, it can be experienced in difficult situations, Lord. And in the book of James, it tells us to consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, because you know that this is a testing of your faith, and it produces perseverance. That's from James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. You know, joy is only possible for us when we feel secure in the Lord, when we are secure in knowing that we belong to our Father, that we are children of the Most High God, that we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That's how we can have joy, knowing who we are, who the Lord made us to be. And then joy comes when we have a clear direction in our life, when we have purpose. We can keep our joy. You know, there are times when we've been on jobs and, you know, people have mistreated us, and we have felt like getting our hat and our coat and saying, you know, see you later, you can take this job. But you know what? We also know that we have a purpose there. We know that we're at that job because we want to provide for our families. We know that we are at that job because sometimes the Lord placed us there. So when we know what our purpose is, even though things around us are not going the way that we would have them to go, we can stay where the Lord put us because we have a purpose there. Sometimes we're the only light shining in the darkness on these different jobs that we have. So we thank the Lord for that, for letting us know what our purpose is. And if we don't know what our purpose is, we have to ask the Lord to show us what our purpose is, because that's going to give us our joy, knowing what our purpose is. And joy comes when we live in God's presence. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you for the Lord teaching us how to live in his presence. And that's why he put his spirit in us. You know, we can't even get away from him. He fills us with our Holy Spirit, so he speaks to us, you know, from within. So we just thank God for that. And then joy comes when we spend our life praising God. And that's a little bit about joy. Let's talk a little bit about praise. And we all know what praise is. The dictionary says that praise is to express warm approval or admiration. And so that's, we praise God. We express that we admire God. Some of the other words for praise are commend, applaud, compliment, admire. And all of those words can be applied. And we all are familiar with praise and worship. We have praise and worship at church. We sing songs of praise. So in order to give joyful praise, we have to find out how to keep our joy, because we know that the enemy wants to steal it. You know, he came to steal, kill, and destroy, but the Lord came that we would have life and have it more abundantly. So the first way that we learn how to get and keep our joy is to be grateful. If we're grateful in every situation, that gratitude is the emotion that's going to bring us joy. Even in our darkest hours, we can find something to be thankful for. I'm going to give you an example. When my mother passed away suddenly, she was not sick. She didn't have any major medical problems that we were aware of, but I got a call saying that my mother had passed. And I, you know, at first, you know, you can't believe it. But, you know, as it sank in, I was so brokenhearted. I just went down into despair. As I realized the reality of the situation, I just felt like I might not even be able to live without my mother. But, you know, as time went on and as I sought the Lord for peace and healing, you know, I found a measure of joy even in the way that she passed suddenly. Because, you know, I said, well, Lord, Mama could have gotten sick. She could have just wasted away. She could have had a long-term illness, but she didn't. She just went right away. I found joy in that. I was thankful for that. And then so many times we our loved ones pass away, we have a great homegoing service. You know, so many times people say, we are not having a funeral. We are having a homegoing service. In fact, I'm going to a homegoing service today. I don't have to be sad about my family member who passed, because I know that that person knew the Lord. So we're going to go celebrate the fact that she is with our Lord and Savior. So we can have joy. We're going to have joy today. And, you know, so many times we think of songs that give us joy. There's this song by Tremaine Hawkins. I haven't heard it in a long time, but it's called Be Grateful. And my daughter and I love that song. It says that God has not promised me sunshine. That's not the way it's going to be. But a little rain mixed with God, a little pain, makes me appreciate the good times. So I just love that song. And then it says, be grateful, be grateful. And the next part says that God desires to feel our longings, that every pain that we feel, he feels them just like we do. Yes. But he can afford to make us feel only good. Mm-hmm. Then we can't appreciate the good times. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, that song tells us that's why joy and pain is mixed together. So we can tell one from the other. We can tell the sunshine from the rain, so we can appreciate the sunshine when we get it.
Yes.
You know, and we talked about the fact that enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. Sometimes we feel like our joy has been stolen. You know, we feel like we've been robbed. But, you know, sometimes our joy can leave us suddenly, and sometimes it's just a gradual thinking into despair. But you know what? the Lord has given us weapons against that. Mm-hmm. Weapons against that enemy. And it's through the blood of Jesus Christ. He gave us authority over all the powers of the enemy. So no matter what the enemy tries to do, no matter what, when he tries to steal our joy, we always win. Because the Lord Jesus Christ died for us so that we could have a blessed and full and joyful life. And so the enemy has no place in our lives. He's under our feet. So when we feel ourselves getting down and depressed or fearful, we have to be armed and ready for battle. We have to know the word of God so that we are equipped with the necessary defense. And then sometimes we ask ourselves, well, how do we get back those things that the enemy stole from us? How do we get our joy back? How do we restore the joy and maintain the joy? And you know what? The good news is that our Father is in the restoration business. He'll give us back double for our trouble and beauty ashes. And we know the story of Job in the Bible. That's a great example of God's loving kindness and his faithfulness. Because we know that the enemy took everything from Job. He took his family, he took his home, he took his wealth, he took his joy, and he took his health. But you know what? All through that trial, no matter how bad it got, Job praised the Lord. He praised the Lord and he never gave up. And because of the trying of his faith, when his faith was tried in the fire, he kept the faith. So God restored everything back to Job.
Everything.
He gave him so much more than he had in the beginning, God. Because Job's faith was big. It was bigger than his fear. So he got his joy back and he was restored in every way. So that's what we have to do. Have to keep the faith so we can keep our joy. Our praise is the weapon against the enemy. Our praise is what will take back what the enemy was stolen. And, you know, the Bible tells us that there's weeping can endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You know, so many of us have been through those dark nights when it just seems like can't even live until the morning. You know, so many times in the nighttime, that's when that spirit of suicide comes upon God's people. But if we just know that joy will come in the morning, you know, we have to have the mind of Christ so we could be transformed into God's image, because God will fight our battles. We won't even have to lift a finger, and he is never too busy for us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He always causes us to triumph. That's why he tells us that we can do all things through Christ Jesus. You know, with God, we are more than a conqueror. And that's why we praise him, because he has made us more than conquerors. So when you're feeling down and you feel your peace and your joy slipping away, get into the presence of God. Boldly confess that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Even if you don't feel it, there have been times I didn't feel like the joy of the Lord was my strength, but I said it anyway. I said it and I kept saying it until I could feel my joy coming, till I could feel my strength coming. And that's why it's so good to be filled with his spirit. We have to pray continuously and trust I can and will perfect all of those things that concern us. And he will fight our battles always.
Yes, he will.
You know, and David, the great man of God, said, restore unto me the joy of your salvation. So that's why we find joy in our praise. You know what? If we can get the strength to just give a little praise, if we can get muster up enough strength to get a little praise, that will lead to a little more praise and a little more praise and a little more strength. And that's why I love that song by Erica Campbell. And, you know, I'm not a singer, but I'm going to just do this a little bit just because I love the song. It says, I need a little more Jesus. 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 Help me along. Uh-huh. You know, but you will. It will build and build and build until you forget your problem. You
uh-huh.
get in praising and worship the Lord, and you know He'll take away those sorrows and those pains.
Yeah.
You know, and we know they're not going away, but He gives us the strength to deal uh-huh. with them.
Right.
That's why
right.
joyful praise is so important mm-hmm. in our lives. It's
mm-hmm.
got to be a big part of our lives. You know, I love to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just say that all through the day because
mm-hmm.
I have to bless Him. I have to praise Him. I have to worship Him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can find joy, joyful praise everywhere. Here's this little song. It's not a Christian song, but it just blesses my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Sister G, have you heard this song called Happy by Pharrell Williams?
I don't think so. I may have, but I'm not sure.
Oh, it came from this movie, a children's movie, Despicable Me. But it just talks about being happy. And it when you hear the music, it just makes you just jump up and down. I love the little song. I love to see the video. So you'll have to pull that up on YouTube sometimes. It will bless your soul. And
mm-hmm.
I love song. You know, there's so many praise and worship songs. And if I'm going to ask you, I'm about to close, but I'm going to ask you to just kind of think of some of the praise and worship songs that you really like that lift your soul. And I'm going to just share a couple more that just really bless me. Bless the Lord with Me is one of them. I love that song. Amazing Grace, I Always Soothe My Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Song Praise is What I Do When I'm Going Through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just another one of the songs. And I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for the opportunity. Sister Gia, I ask Him to just continue to bless you and keep you, make His face shine upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm done.
Amen. Hallelujah. What did I tell you? I told you she was a soft-spoken, powerful
mm-hmm.
pastor. Oh, my God, that was awesome, mm-hmm. Sister Sherry. I enjoyed that message. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite praise songs is Great Is Your Mercy by Donnie mm-hmm. McKirklin. Oh, my God, I love that song. I play it over and over and over and over and over.
Okay.
I thank you for reminding me of praise songs every day. Almost,
mm-hmm.
I pray that song, play that song, Great Is Your Mercy. And I tell you, I thank God for that message when you talked about Job and how God
mm-hmm.
gave him his joy back in David. You know, how he says, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. That was a very, very powerful message. And, you know, like the word says, you know, sometimes at night that spirit come on us and we get sad. But joy comes in the morning. The next morning, you're like, hallelujah, you woke me up. And, you know, a lot of times I'm out places and people say, you know, how you doing? I said, I woke up this morning. I'm doing great. So God don't have to wake us up. So I find joy in the fact that He woke me up because some people
yeah.
didn't wake up. So that was awesome, awesome. Praise, expressing, you know, warm approval and joy. It doesn't come, you know, from everyday things. God gives us joy. So I thank you for that message. That was awesome. I loved it. Thank you, Lord. Well, you know, our salvation is the greatest gift from God to His people. God loves us so much that He gave Jesus to die for us so that we could have eternal life. Salvation is free. But the life we must live, we must give our lives as a living sacrifice. And, you know, what does that mean? We hear people say a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. But what is that? You know, when the Lord speaks to you and you in the midst of looking at TV, and He said, get up, get on your knees and pray. Can you do it? That's a living sacrifice. When He say, look, go call so-and-so. They need you to pray with them. Can you do it? That's a living sacrifice. When you're out somewhere and you see somebody, you know, on the street in distress and you know that they're hungry, can you give them, buy a meal for them? That's a living sacrifice. You know, maybe that's your last $5, but can you give it? You know, a living sacrifice. You know, that's what Jesus was. He was a living sacrifice, and he was willing. He said, Father, let this cup pass from me, but if it can't, I accept it. So let us be living sacrifices. Give up who we are. Don't, you know, we didn't come here just to live, die, go to work, come home, sleep, eat. No, God put a purpose, and he put his spirit, his image on the inside of us. And when he walked the earth, he was a living sacrifice. He hardly thought about himself. And, you know, he was with the disciples. He said, can't you just pray with me for 1 hour? That's a living sacrifice. He prayed so hard, he sweat drops of blood. I can't even imagine. I mean, I pray sometimes. I never prayed that hard. I pray sometimes I don't even sweat. I can't even imagine sweating drops of blood. But, you know, salvation is free to us today. Anybody who's not saved, just press 1, and we'll walk you through the plan of salvation. The Lord said, you know, he don't want anybody lost. If there's 99 of us and one go away, he going to come till you say, come back to the fold. He's not going to be happy till you come back. God wants every one of us to be saved. So if there's anyone on here who's not saved, press 1. Well, I thank God for each of you. You know, in Romans 10:9, it says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. Now, first we got to say, Lord, I believe. We got to repent and turn from the world's ways. Be transformed by the renewing of our mind. How do we be transformed by the renewing of our mind? We can't renew our own mind. We can't read, you know, a novel and be renewed. We got to read the Word of God. That's how we get renewed. We can't just stand and say, Lord, I just want to be renewed. No, we got to read the Word of God. That transforms us. It renews our mind. There's power in the Word. So I thank God for each of you this morning, the songs of praise, and Minister Sherry bringing the Word of joyful praise. Oh, my God, it was just awesome. And, you know, I'm reminded of, you know, like Miss Luke said, tomorrow is Resurrection Sunday. So whether we call it Easter or Resurrection Day, you know, that's not the important thing, but the purpose. Of the resurrection. You know, the crucifixion, the timing of the crucifixion, the resurrection is significantly meaningful. The resurrection of Jesus is the culminating of all the things that he went through. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that, you know, in establishing a relationship with God, that's all about the resurrection. God used timing, which occurred just after the Passover, during the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, to illustrate the ultimate sacrifice he made for sinners. And we all sin. The Word says we were born into sin from our mother's womb. So Jesus made that sacrifice. And without that sacrifice, we don't have any hope. We have no hope. But I thank God that he was a living sacrifice. And so, you know, the Passover commemorates the Passover, the Hebrews' home, by the angel, by the death angel, the angel of death, Exodus 12:29. You know, by accepting Jesus, we are promised eternal life, and we are saved from spiritual death. You know, we got two births, the birth that we were born into, and then our spiritual birth. So if we aren't spiritually born, we will die spiritually. The Feast of the Unleavened Bread begins with unleavened bread made without yeast, the sacrificing of an unblemished sacrificial lamb. Leavening represents the escape from bondage and sin, and Jesus is called the Lamb of God through whom the only escape is possible. So, you know, we're not just, you know, to celebrate a holiday. You know, God made it so that we could be free from sin through his resurrection. If he had not resurrected, we would still be in our sins and have no hope. And, you know, backsliding is very, very, very dangerous. I can't tell you how dangerous it is. Because when we're backslidden, Jesus could come that very second. And, you know, I hear some people say, once saved, always saved. Uh-uh. No. We are not always saved. If we have gone and strayed away from God, we will be lost. We can't even straddle the fence. God is a God of mercy, but he's also a wrathful God. And he will bring vengeance on those who don't know him. He said he did wink at ignorance, but now he's calling us all to repent, and we got to stay close to God. We got to stay close to our Father. Well, do we have any quick testimonies this morning? Quick testimonies.
Amen.
To share one. I see Brother David on here this morning. Brother David, you got any testimonies for us?
Amen. I told testimony. I thank God for being here.
Amen. See, all right. Go ahead.
Thank God for being here. I mean, for my life and health, I thank God for being here. I could have been dead, you know, a long time ago. Ketoacidosis twice, and the Lord brought me out.
I'm sorry, you were moving, and I couldn't understand you. You said did what now?
I went into, was in a sugar coma twice. I went unconscious, but it was twice, and I'm still here. And so I just appreciate every day that God gives me. And I said, this is a day that the Lord has made. I rejoice and be glad, and I'm just so thankful that I'm here. Because I could have been gone. I just thank God for here, for being here. There's so many testimonies.
I thank you for that. Yeah, I thank God for sparing your life so I can get to know you. Amen. Well, Brother David, press one. Good morning, Brother David. I've been missing you.
Hey, good morning, Sister Jean. I just, you know, been a little busy.
I know it. I know you'll be back. I'm like, but he's gone, but I miss him.
Yes, ma'am. I miss you. I miss you too. Miss that good, spiritual, peaceful voice you got praying over us.
I've been looking for you at Whole Foods. I said, I ain't even seen him at Whole Foods. I know you've been busy.
Yes, ma'am. I've been filming. I got to go film this morning as well. And I performed last night at a club. But, you know, it's not about me. It's about all of us. Every day that God allow us to open our eyes, he give us another chance to go out and be successful and be happy and bring honor to his name. So we all got a testimony because
Amen.
God give us another day every day. And it's testimony time. But when you're able to help others, you know, I guess you got to have a limit to helping people, but you want to make it where you can help others. I got a comedic brother that, you know, his family was the woman, the guy got knocked off the Matthews Bridge. And I was out there with him last Saturday, and they were in the streets trying to get help to get boats to go searching and stuff like that. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you see people going through stuff, the mourning and the pain, and, you know, you just pray for some relief, like the lady said about her mother. In an unexpected time, she passed, but then she learn that they're going to be with our Creator, with our Father. And there is no better place than that place. I mean, you know, we don't go running to get there. We don't line up in line. But we know that's who we belong to.
Okay.
So my testimony is I'm thankful that God gave me another day, and he made me and everybody else from the smallest speck of dust. So that's how magnificent our Creator is. So every day we wake up and get breath, we got a testimony that God gave us another chance to be successful. I just thank God. Thank you too, Sister G.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I have a testimony. I was really blessed this week. A couple of missionaries came in town, and they stayed with us, and I just blessed God. I was able to go to a Bible study where one of the missionaries taught about the, you know, Shabbat. You know, how God just, you know, his grace, his mercy,
And, you know, he's going to come back one day, you know, to get us. And I just thank God for, and even that next day, Thursday, I was privileged to go to a meeting called Go to Nations. And I met so many missionaries, husband and wife team, and they had their babies, and some were missionaries in Honduras and Mexico and Africa. I mean, they had come from different nations to come to that forum, and the missionary that stayed here, he was teaching that particular day, and I tell you what, it was just such a blessing to be in the presence of God's people and to be, you know, taught the word of God and how, you know, God is not a God to be, you know, taken lightly. God is in the saving business, and how he sends his people throughout the world. And, you know, we have we're commissioned to do the same. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And so whatever world we live in, whether it's our neighborhood, whether it's our city, I mean, you see people passing tracts. You see people praying for people, interceding, even in their homes sometimes. You don't even know people are praying for people to be saved. And I thank God for those who pray for me. So I just thank God for that privilege of being around those missionaries. And you're talking about sacrifices. They make some great sacrifices because, you know, they leave their families here in America, go to strange country where they're not known. They could be killed. But they take a chance and go there so that they could be obedient to God and carry his word and spread the good news that Jesus died for you in South America, North America, Australia, and Europe, all these countries, Africa. They spread the good news. So I thank God that I was privileged to go there. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland this morning. So press 1 if you have a prayer request. If you already press 1, you can just state your request.
Okay, Sister G, I want to pray for everybody, for their family members, for good health for everyone. And I want to pray that people really understand the meaning of being delivered from people and trusting God, trusting your creator. And that means being delivered from all people. So I pray that people increase in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And that's enough praying for today. And for relief for all these people that's going through stuff, because they're going through some stuff right now. So just pray to God, give them a little relief. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, I think I will do a prayer request. My request is that all the missionaries and people that are being the hands and feet of God, which we are too, that's why we're here, in this, that we can all do what God calls us to do, and that is to serve others.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. Anybody else?
Mrs. G, pray for me and my family, and pray for the body of Christ. Amen, amen. Like the brother David said about praying for families and encouragement, a lot of families are going through right now. Amen.
Yes.
A lot of people are grieving. Just pray for my family, pray all for the families, and pray for your family. Amen.
Amen. All right. Anybody else? Press 1. If you've already pressed 1, state your request.
This is Ludea.
All right.
Okay. I just want to say that I enjoyed the service this morning so far, and all the songs that I heard, and I just like to, you know, pray for my families and all the bereaved families around here. And as I heard the gentleman say something happening down there just like it is here, and I just pray for God rising in the morning. All I've been hearing is, you know, Easter, which always come together. But it's not all about Easter either. It's about our Lord and Savior rising. And he rose just for us, and he didn't have to do it, but he did it. So what I heard a lot of say it this morning, that's why I'm here this morning. That's why they are here. That's why you are here, just because he rose for us, and he did not have to do it. So I just thank God for God and God being God.
Amen.
Sister Clarissa, could you pray for my family this morning, please?
All right, Sister Rose, I will.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, well, we're going to pray this morning and thank the Lord. You know what? I am so grateful that God give us a vehicle to call on his name, prayer. Prayer is, you know, we can have constant communication with him. When we're driving in the car, when we're sitting in the living room, no matter where we are, we can call on his name. You know, he could have been a mean guy. He could have said, I'm God, don't talk to me. But you know what? He said, no, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Call on my name morning, noon, and night, and I will hear and I will answer you. I'm a God of refuge. I'm a God of love. And I'm a God of mercy. I'm a God of truth. And I will answer you. No matter when you call on me, 24/7, I'm grateful that we could call on our God. So, Father, this morning, we just praise you that you are God. You are awesome in all your ways. You are mighty. You are holy. You are righteous God. And, Lord, we searched all over. We can't find nobody greater, nobody more powerful, nobody mightier than you, oh God. You are awesome in the heavens. You are awesome in the earth. Even the angels bow down before you and worship you. They say, holy, holy, holy is our King. Holy is our God. You are righteous God. Oh, Father, we just thank you that you are strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Oh, Father God, you are everywhere, all at the same time. You're in every continent, and you hear and answer everyone's prayer. You're so awesome. You know our fingerprints. You know our voice prints. You know even before we call, you've already answered. What a mighty God you are. You're awesome, more awesome than we can even think or imagine. Our human minds cannot fathom how great you are. We don't even have adequate words to express your greatness, oh God. But such as we have, oh God, we just thank you that you are God. You are God alone. You are mighty. You are great. You are the almighty God. You are Jehovah, oh Rapha. You are our healer, our great physician. You are Jehovah Sikkenu, our righteous God. You are Jehovah Jireh, our mighty provider. You are Jehovah in the heavens. You are Jehovah in the earth. You are almighty God in the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peacemaker. You are Alpha and Omega, our beginning and our end. There's no place that you are not. Oh, Father, you're everything to us, oh God. Without you, Father God, we are nothing in and of ourselves, oh God. We need you, Father, more than ever, oh God. Father, our cities look like Sodom and Gomorrah, oh God. We repent, Father God, for the sins of our cities, oh God. The sins of every city, we repent. Oh God, have mercy, Father God. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father, we know that you hold the keys to death, hell, and the grave. We know, Father God,
It's because of your mercy. It's because of your mercy that we're still alive, that we're able to still have fresh air to breathe. We're able to have clean water. But, Lord, we're reminded of those who don't have ample oxygen to breathe. We ask you to touch them and give them the oxygen they need, oh God. Whether they don't have oxygen from sickness or whether they're in a tight place where there's not enough oxygen to breathe, oh God. In the name of Jesus, search the waters, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and those who've fallen off into the waters, bring them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, back up. Let them be found, Father God. In the name of Jesus. And those who, Lord God, have lost their lives because they gave their lives to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, they dared to come against the enemy, oh God. And Lord, like Sister Sherry, Minister Sherry said, Job, oh God, lost everything in one day, oh God, but he shaved his head and he gave his life. He bowed down and humbled himself before you and say, and his wife said, curse God and die. But he said, can I receive evil as well as good at the hand of the Almighty God? So, Father, we say, can we receive evil as well as good at your hand, O God? And, Lord, we don't understand why death comes the way it comes. Some die tragically. Some lay and die in their beds. Some are taken instantly. We don't know. We don't understand. And some die of diseases, O God. We don't understand, oh God, why some things are allowed and some things are not. But we trust in you and your power, your might. We know that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You are God Almighty. And Lord, we just lift up those in the name of Jesus who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. And we ask you, Lord, to give them time, oh God, to get to know you and to call on your name. We lift up atheists. Those who call themselves atheists, who's against you, oh God, have mercy, oh God. Don't let them remain ignorant, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you're able to save them, save the atheists, those who say there is no God, those who don't believe in you. Lord, have mercy on them, oh God. Don't kill them in their unrighteous, unholy ways, oh God. Oh, Father, save them today, Father God, those who've never heard the name Jesus, maybe in some remote country who don't know the name of Jesus, even our children, oh God, oh, who are being raised and have never heard of Jesus, have never heard of God. They are not raised in godly homes. They don't know you, Jesus. Give them mercy and a space of time to get to know you, Father God. And Father, help us to die to ourselves. Oh, Lord God, many times we could say, ouch, when somebody steps on us, oh God. But, Lord, help us to die in those areas where we need to be dead. And Lord, Jesus was completely dead to those areas when he walked the earth. Nobody, he did not take offense, oh God. If he had taken offense, oh God, in the name of Jesus, he could not have done what you wanted. So, Lord, I repent for taking offense, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, help us to grow stronger in you and to increase and wisdom and knowledge and understanding of you and your ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you will deliver us out of every one of them, and we're dependent upon you, oh God. Trials come to make us stronger, oh God, and we've gone through many trials in our lives, oh God. Some we don't even understand, Lord, why, oh God, but Lord, we thank you that you know everything, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for what you've done and what you're about to do. Many things we don't understand, oh God. But Lord, you turn things around and you blessed us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for turning around everything the enemy has meant for our harm. You turned it around for our good. Lord, one of those things is like Katrina. We didn't understand, oh God, how it came and destroyed the land. But, Lord, you didn't let the water overtake us, oh God. And when the fire came, oh God, in many cities are blazing, you didn't let the fire burn us, oh God. In the name of Jesus and Father, I lift up families, fathers, mothers and children and aunts and uncles and grandparents today. And I thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing for families everywhere in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for the missionaries who go out, oh God, sacrificing their lives, protect them and protect their families, Father God, as they go out and spread your word, the good news. And I thank you for the body of Christ everywhere, oh God, coming together. Lord, I rebuke division in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. You said we're not to come against one another, but we're to show love towards one another. That's how the world will know that we belong to you, because we're showing love for our brothers, showing love for our sisters. Even though there are things about each other we may not understand, we may not even like, but they were born in your image. They're your children. And so, Father God, we repent when we rebel against you and your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for each and every person who made their request, and I lift up their families, oh God. Bless their families. Save those that are not saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing. And, Lord, many families have lost loved ones, and they're going through mishaps and incidents, accidents that have occurred, and people dropping dead here and there and falling off of bridges and drowning, and children are being murdered, oh God, and children are being killed by their own parents at the hand of those who birthed them. And Lord, we just ask you to have mercy, oh God. And Lord, we ask forgiveness for everything in our land, for the sins of the nation, oh God. We ask forgiveness for drug abuse, oh God. We ask you forgiveness for pharmakia, us believing in medication as healing us, oh God. You are the healer, oh God. Forgive us, for your thoughts are higher than ours. Our ways are low, oh God. Bring us higher in you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that there be unity in homes, oh God. Unity in the body of Christ. Unity within us, oh God. Align us with your perfect will, Father. And Lord, I lift up every person who sang and our speaker, oh God. And I thank you for strengthening them and filling them back up again. I thank you for the sacrifice they made to come on to Bible Storyland this morning on Joyful Praise. And we give you praise this morning. We give you thanks this morning. We give you honor this morning. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We praise you this morning. We give you glory due unto your name. So, Father, excuse me, we just thank you for who you are, because you are a mighty King. You are the great Lord God Almighty, and we call upon your name this morning. And we thank you that you heard and you answered even before we called. What a mighty God you are. So, Father, we thank you this morning for blessing us with peace of mind, even in the midst of every storm, every trial. We thank you for the peace that passes all human understanding, and we bless and honor you. And Father God, as Resurrection Sunday is about to be here, we just thank you for the sacrifice that you made, Jesus. We thank you for the blood covering us, the precious blood that you shed, and the blood that covers us in the name of Jesus. We just honor you this morning. We give you glory and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Karen, would you play another song of praise this morning for us before the closing?
Yes, ma'am, I sure will, and I'm so glad you asked me, because I had a song in mind. I serve a risen Savior. He lives in my heart today.
Amen. I serve a risen Savior. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. Hallelujah. Thank you, sister. Thank you. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. That's one of those old ones. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Karen. Well, anybody want to share anything this morning? We're going to be closing soon, but we got time to share one quick sharing or a couple.
I just thank God for the word. Thank God for the speaker. That's an awesome word. To just put a song on and enjoy it. Amen. Certain songs do put you right in the right spirit, lift you right up out of here, whatever feeling you're feeling. I thank God. Amen.
Amen. One more. Anybody else want to share anything quickly?
This is Sherry. Can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. I just wanted to share that, you know, God always sets us up. And it is so awesome that he had me do this today on Joyful Praise, because I got some news yesterday that would have really, you know, taken me down to the lowest point of my joy. But because I had this message in my spirit, you know, I didn't even have to go down. So I just praise God for that. He always knows what we're going to go through before we go through it. So I give him the praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. Amen. Well, anybody else? It's closing time on Bible Story Land. And I just thank God for, you know, the sacrifice that Jesus made. And, you know, we're not just to think about it on Resurrection Sunday, but every day we got to thank God for that sacrifice that he made, and he made it freely. God loves us so much. He gave Jesus, his only son, to die for us. But thank God he resurrected in the third day. And you know what? It was already prophesied, prophesied that he would rise up, and God is faithful. He rose him up. What great love the Father has for us. Let's not take his love for granted. Let's learn to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And guess what? We can't do it in and of ourselves. We can't do it on our own. We have to ask God to help us to do it. So he's able to help us. And when situations come up in our lives we can't handle, we can go to him, Father, this is too much for me to bear. Let this cup pass. But if not, oh, Father, give me the strength to bear it. You know Jesus said that. So God is able, he's able, he's able to do exceedingly above all that we ask, think, even those things we can't imagine. He knows how to do them now. So I thank God for each of you this morning. I thank God for the word that went forth, it was right on time. I thank God for blessing us on Bible Storyland with each of you. I love you, but of course you know God loves you more. So have a God-filled day to day, every week, every month, and every year. I love you all. Look forward to hearing from you. Next week is Children's Day. Don't forget, call your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, your cousins and say, hey, we're having Children's Day. Here's the number. Call in 1-619-789-4313. So I love you, and I look forward to hearing from you next week. God bless you.